Meg, so what would you say is another major shift in our thinking besides social networking?
Anton, I'd say it's what we've been learning from brain research.
Sen, you mean like using MRIs and those things?
Ulla, what's MRIs?
Sen, magnetic, I forget the full name, but they're brain scans.
Anton, it stands for magnetic resonance imaging. It's a technology using magnetic fields and radio waves to take pictures of what's inside the body.
Sen. Right. And for brain scans, I think they use fMRIs. Anton, what's the F for?
Anton. Functional.
Meg, I heard a podcast about research on Buddhist monks in meditation. It was fascinating.
Anton. Yeah, all kinds of research. That's what I mean. Brain research and neuroplasticity. We used to think that after a certain age, our brains were already hardwired. This research is changing the way we look at our brains.
Meg, okay, I found an article about the meditating monk. The scan showed that when meditating on compassion, Ricard's brain produces a level of gamma waves, those linked to consciousness, attention, learning, and memory, never reported before in the neuroscience literature. So when they meditate, they can actually change their neural networks.
Ulla, can you send us the link? I want to read more.
Meg, sure, I'll compile a list. Another monk supposedly cured himself of diabetes just by meditation. Unbelievable.
Anton, but not just about meditation. There are all kinds of studies that might help us with actual health problems we have now.